be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
See it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know
one and one is two,
and if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history,
don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Yeah,
but I do know that
I love you,
don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. And I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lincoln, Jersey Shore, Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Game 5 of 6 between the Blue Claws and the Winston-Salem Dash. The teams have split the first 4 games of the set. Winston-Salem winners the first 2 games Tuesday and Wednesday. The Blue Claws the last 2 Thursday and Friday. Last night, 3-1 for the good guys. Mitch Newborn gave up 1 unearned run over a career-long 6 2/3 innings at sold-out Shoretown Ballpark. Aiden Miller, 3 hits, including a 2-run home run, his second home run in as many games. And Jaden Estadista got the last 3 outs for his second save of the season. The Claws are 22-24, 60-52. And Winston-Salem is 23-23, 54-58 on the year. The Claws, of course, Phillies affiliates, and Winston-Salem, the high-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Freddie Tarnock starts for Jersey Shore in a minor league rehab assignment from AAA Lehigh Valley, and then we'll see Luke Russo a little bit later on. And on the mound for Winston-Salem is left-hander Tommy Vail, who has had a tremendous start to his time in high A, 2-1 with a 0.64 earned run average. Vail has allowed just 2 earned runs, albeit 2 earned runs, 4 total in 28 innings over 6 appearances so far this year with Winston-Salem. Signed as a free agent with the White Sox during spring training, at the end of spring training on March 29th. We'll get to the pitching preview coming up in just a little bit. Blue Claws enter the day in the Sally League Northern Division, 3.5 games behind first place Hudson Valley. And Hudson Valley and 1 game behind Aberdeen and 1 game behind Greensboro. Greensboro, obviously, it doesn't matter. They're already in the postseason. But the Blue Claws are 3.5 behind Hudson Valley, 1 game behind Aberdeen. They got to pass them both to get back into the playoffs. Hudson Valley playing a 5 o'clock game today, and they trail Hickory 4-1. That game going to the bottom of the 7th inning. So Jersey Shore with an opportunity to potentially pick up a game on the Renegades if that score holds up in Wappingers Falls and the Blue Claws win tonight. Aberdeen is about to get underway in a few minutes, 7:05, as they host the Greenville Drive at Lato's Field and Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen. Aiden Miller homered on both Thursday and Friday. His other home runs on July 4th and Father's Day. He's got 4 now with the Blue Claws, 15 for his last 44. That's since August 2nd with a double, 2 triples, and now 2 homers. He drew 3 walks on Thursday, and he's drawn 24 with Jersey Shore in 198 plate appearances. His 3-hit game on Friday night last night was his second with the Blue Claws. Miller just 20 years old and now finding his stride starts kind of his third month in high A. Got here on June the 11th. Bryson Ware back in the lineup tonight. He had 2 hits on Thursday and 2 hits on Friday. One of his base hits on Thursday was the game-winning RBI single to break a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the 7th, and Ware 7 for 26 since joining the Blue Claws last week. With Jersey Shore, he started games at first base, second base, third base, and shortstop. Tonight he will play at third with Clearwater. Before his promotion, he started games at first base, second base, third base, shortstop, left field, and center field. So he said he brings 4 gloves with him wherever he goes. And he will play at third base for Jersey Shore here tonight. Blue Claws will again face left-handed hitting shortstop Lillian Bergoya, a former Blue Claw. Bergoya with Jersey Shore for the first 4 months of the season, traded to the White Sox on July 30th. 295, a home run, 29 runs batted in overall this year, and 13 for 42 since joining Chicago. He's 4 for 15 in this series, having drawn 3 walks. Let's do the pitching preview, and that, of course, is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Bobbitt Medical Center, and Bobbitt Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better. Healthy 25-year-old right-hander Freddie Tarnock on the mound for the Blue Claws tonight on a rehab assignment. He was originally a third-round pick of the Braves back in 2017. He was traded from Atlanta to Oakland in the deal that sent catcher Sean Murphy to Atlanta at the winter meetings in December of 2022. And then he was designated for assignment by Oakland on June the 1st, claimed on waivers by the Phillies. And he'd been pitching for AAA Lehigh Valley, had made 5 appearances there, 5 runs on 10 hits in 9 and a third innings, after originally spending the bulk of the season with Las Vegas, the A's AAA affiliate of the PCL, and got hurt. So he made a 1-2-3, or threw a 1-2-3 inning with the Blue Claws back in the first game of the second game of the series on Wednesday, and he'll make his second rehab appearance coming up here tonight. On the mound for the Dashes, left-hander Tommy Vail, a 25-year-old, 6-foot-tall right-hander out of Seattle, Washington, who signed as a free agent with the White Sox, in spring training on March 29th. With Kannapolis, 3-1, a 1.91 ERA in 33 innings. With Winston-Salem all as a starter, 6 games. He's thrown 28 innings, 15 hits, just 2 earned runs, walking 18, and striking out 34 for Tommy Vail. He finished his collegiate career at Auburn. He started it at Notre Dame and played 3 years there. 1 year at TCU in 2022, and then 1 year at Auburn in 2023. So he was a teammate there at Auburn of Blue Claws infielder Bryson Weir, who will play third base here tonight. Blue Claws 22-24, 60-52 in the second half. Winston-Salem 23-23, 54-58 so far in the second half. As we said, the Blue Claws coming to the day 3.5 games behind first place Hudson Valley, and they have the Renegades do a 3-run hold tonight, down 4-1, as Hudson Valley bats in the bottom half of the 7th inning against Hickory up in Wappingers Falls, New York. Tomorrow's a 1:05 game. Braden Tucker starts for Jersey Shore against left-hander Shane Murphy, who pitched the first game of the series and was very good. In fact, Murphy threw 5 scoreless innings back in Tuesday's game, and that was a Hudson Valley win. And Murphy will get his second start of the series here tonight. Tonight is Country Night at Shoretown Ballpark, so a good chunk of the crowd presently down in left field at the Sandbar. And they are doing some line dancing and other country music festivities. People wearing their Yeeklaw shirts here tonight as well. After the Rain, a popular country band of the era, playing live in the Sandbar. Phillies are no score top of the third. Christopher Sanchez on the mound there hosting Washington tonight at Citizens Bank Park. AAA and Lehigh Valley lost this afternoon up in Worcester 3-0. They got shut out by the Woo Sox. Robinson Pina started that game. Derek Hall, one of just 5 hits for the Iron Pigs. Reading a 6:45 start. So they're in the bottom of the first inning hosting New Hampshire. And Moises Chassé is making his AA debut. 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts for Chassé, who of course began the season with Aberdeen, was traded to the Phillies in the Gregory Soto deal, and then made 2 starts with Jersey Shore with the Blue Claws while the team was on the road. He actually never pitched here on this mound as a Blue Claw. He did pitch here on the mound as an Aberdeen Ironbird the last week he was with the Orioles organization. He's making his Double-A debut tonight. No score, bottom of the first. Clearwater, a 6:30 start, and they already trailed Tampa 4-0. That game is in the bottom half of the second inning. Left-hander Mavis Greaves on the mound for the Threshers tonight. Gave up one run in the first and then three more in the bottom half, top half of the second. Clearwater hosting Tampa. Freddie Tarnock and Tommy Vail, your pitching matchup here tonight. Blue Claws getting set to take the field in just a moment. And Winston-Salem will have Rico Nishida, William Bergoya, and Wes Kent. Three consecutive lefties atop their order again here tonight. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and we'll have the first pitch. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV. Saturday night in Shoretown. Under the lights, Blue Claws looking for a third straight win. They dropped the first two in this series to Winston-Salem, the White Sox affiliate. And the Blue Claws have won the last two games, including a 3-1 win last night behind Mitch Nudenbord, who gave up one unearned run over 6 2/3 innings, the longest outing of his career. Aiden Miller hit a two-run homer among his three hits, and the Blue Claws picked up their second straight win. Jersey Shore lost 12 of 16 before that Thursday night win, and then they picked up a second straight on Friday. Luke Klauser 22-24, 60-52 Phillies affiliates. Winston-Salem is 23-23, 54-58 White Sox affiliates for the Dash. Freddie Tarnock makes a rehab appearance down from AAA Lehigh Valley. He'll start for Jersey Shore. Luke Russo will pitch after Tarnock. And left-hander Tommy Vail, who has a sub-1 ERA, two earned runs in 28 innings on the mound tonight for Winston-Salem. Luplas in their home whites, the Dash in their road grays with the purple sleeves, and we'll have the starting lineups here in a second, and baseball coming up in a moment. So Tarnock is a right-hander, originally drafted by the Braves, was traded to Oakland, and then claimed on waivers by the Phillies on June 1st. He'd been pitching with AAA Lehigh Valley before an injury, and now here with the Blue Claws on a rehab assignment. He threw a 1-2-3 inning to start the game on Wednesday, and he'll throw hopefully two innings is the plan for him tonight. Here's the lineup he'll face. Riku Nishida in left field leads off. Then William Bergoglio, the shortstop, and Westcath at third. Kobe Smelly's catching. He'll bat fourth, and Kaylin Connor at first base. Casey Sockey is the right fielder, and he will hit sixth. Nell Schiappelli's at second base, batting seventh, and Samuel Zavala in center field. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Bryce Willens. Nishida 16 out of 46. No homers, three RBIs, and he will get things going. He began the season with their low A team, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. In Kannapolis did Nishida, and the former Oregon Ducks stole 35 bases there in 290 in 90 games. The lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, with local facilities including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, Mammoth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Mammoth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit RWJBH.org. So Nishida, Bergoglio, and Kat, they're all left-handed hitters, and they will hit 1-2-3 off of Freddie Tarnock here in the top half of the first. Blue Claws, end of the day, 3.5 games in back of first place Hudson Valley in the SAL North. Renegades trailing Hickory 4-1, with Hudson Valley coming to bat in the bottom half of the eighth inning of their game in Wappingers Falls. So if that holds, Blue Claws with an opportunity to pick up some ground on Hudson Valley. 20 games left, including today. So after today, just 19 games left for Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley has one more. They will play 7 games in 6 days next week against Wilmington. So ready to go tonight, 7:08 for the first pitch. Thrown by Freddie Tarnock. Fastball inside. And the count 1-0 on Nishida. Travis Roberson is the plate umpire. And the base umpire is Brandon Schmidt. Overcast skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, 75 degrees. And that one bounced up the middle. That's towards center through past the backhand of Farquhar. Base hit for Nishida, who is a threat to go. As we said, he stole 35 bases with Kannapolis and is 7-for-9 so far with Winston-Salem. Jordan Disson is behind the plate tonight for Jersey Shore. Jordan's thrown out 24 out of 92 potential base stealers this season. So a runner aboard at first base, nobody out. Here's Bergoglio, left-handed batter at 295 overall in the year with a home run and 29 runs batted in. Tarnock out of the stretch. First pitch, Bergoglio pushes a bunt towards third. Picked up on a glove by Ware, running throw to first in time. Tarnock scampering back to cover third. Bergoglio out. Good bunt. Sacrifice. Successful 5-3. Bergoglio is, Tony and I talked about this, we think the best bunter that the Blue Claws have had probably since Quinton Berry was here back in 2007. We're talking about bunting for base hits. So while that was a sacrifice in a technical sense, I don't think Guillermo Quiroz wanted him to just give himself up and take the out. I think he wanted to, you know, try to bunt for a base hit. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, worst case scenario would be a sacrifice. Curveball in the dirt to Westcath. The count, 1-1 of those strikes. And that's what it was. And it took a good play by Bryson Ware to get the out. And that was out number one. So Ware to Anthony on that put out. 1-0 on Kath. Second round pick in 2021 by the White Sox. And that's a fastball low. For ball two, the count 2-0. Tarnock in Wednesday's game threw a 1-2-3 inning, 11 pitches, 9 strikes. 2-0 on Westcath. And Tarnock's pitch inside, ball three. Desert Mountain High School for Kent, drafted in 2021. It's the same high school where the Phillies drafted, from where Dylan Cousins had played. He transferred out after his junior year from there, but he began his career there. Cousins was a Blue Claw in 2014. Swing and a miss by Kent. The count, three balls and one strike. Peter Burgos went there for 1 year as well, an MLB outfielder. And Mark Andrews, the tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, went there too. Swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count, 3-2 on Kent. Nishida, the runner at second, advancing on the sacrifice. And he's there with one away. Colby Smelly is on deck for Winston-Salem in their road grays. They have purple sleeves, purple number on the back, no name, and the black socks. Kath stands tall in the lefty box, 3-2. Tarnock deals. Ground ball to first. Backhand by Anthony. Underhands to Tarnock, covering in time for the out. On to third goes Nishida. He's there with two away. Hit hard, but handled easily by Keaton at first. And that'll bring up catcher Colby Smelly, hitting 250 with a home run and 18 runs batted in. Blue Claws have won two in a row. Winston-Salem won the first two games of this series. And here is Colby Smelly, right-handed hitting catcher for the Dash. And the first pitch from Tarnock misses outside. Count one ball and no strike. Smelly five for his last 36 at the plate. He was a 13th round pick in 2021. Swings and misses there at a fastball. And the count is even at one ball and one strike from Tarnock. Smelly drafted out of Shelton State Community College, born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So 1-1 the count on him with a runner at third. No score at top of the first. Pitch, swing and a miss. Tarnock got that one up to 95 miles an hour. And the count is one ball and two strikes. So they're trying to pitch around that leadoff single to Riku Nishida is Freddie Tarnock. Blue Claws will have in the bottom of the first Farquhar, Miller, and Anthony against lefty Tommy Vail. Tarnock, 6'5 right hander, set at the belt. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away, first base side at a plate, and the count remains one ball and two strikes. Tarnock has now thrown 12 pitches. They were hoping full set about 30, 35. So the plan, two innings tonight for Tarnock, and then Luke Russo will come in after that. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, chopped left side. Ware to his left, grabs it belt high, throws low to first, pick by Anthony, and he holds his foot on the bag for the out, and that retires the side. Bryson Ware will give a fist bump to Keaton Anthony, who bailed him out there. No runs, one hit, and one left. We played half an inning. It's Winston-Salem, nothing, and the Blue Claws coming up on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Trent Farquhar leads off for Jersey Shore against lefty Tommy Vail. Finished his collegiate career at Auburn. Also pitched at TCU and Notre Dame. And he's off to a tremendous start as a pro. Signed at the end of spring training with the White Sox at a 1.91 ERA in 33 innings with low A Kannapolis. And has allowed two earned runs in 28 innings here with high A Winston-Salem. Left-hander, first pitch to the lefty Farquhar is Anthony's a strike. And I don't think it won. Farquhar at second, then Aiden Miller at short, and Keaton Anthony at first. Felix Reyes is the DH, he'll hit fourth, and Troy Schreffler at center, and third baseman Bryson Weir will bat sixth. Here's the 0-1, strike call, and Pierce Bennett in left field, he'll hit seventh, then Jordan Disson, the catcher, batting ninth and right is Jordan Fires. And a lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. 0-2 to Farquhar, outside. One ball, two strikes. Farquhar made one of the best defensive plays any Blue Claw has made this year last night in the seventh inning. It was a 3-1 game. He made a beautiful backhanded grab and jump throw from behind the bag at second. Fastball. Anthony's got him looking strike three. That got Bergoya at first. There was a runner at third that would have scored had Farquhar not made that inning-ending tremendous play. And now the pitching coach and the trainer are going out to look at Tommy Vail. He strikes out Farquhar on four pitches and is now apparently injured. Not sure exactly what happened. We'll try to pull back up here on the video to see if he ramped something or made some motion out after striking out Farquhar. So that's certainly not what Winston-Salem wanted to see. Vail had gotten off to a magnificent start this season. Just talking to him right now on the mound. Watch the replay of the last pitch. It didn't look like he did too much. He reached down and grabbed his right foot, but it looked like he was just adjusting his pant leg. He didn't call anybody out. They went out to see him, and it appears that he is okay. And he'll stay in the game because all the parties have departed the pitcher's mound right now. Guillermo Quiro is the manager. John Kovalik, the pitching coach. A.J. Smith, the athletic trainer. Unfortunately, Tommy Vail will stay in the ball game. With Winston-Salem, 28 innings, 15 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 18 walks, 32 strikeouts for Tommy Vail. Born in Seattle, was a teammate of Bryson Weir, who lost third baseman last year on the Plains at Auburn. Here's Miller, and he takes half an east called strike for nothing in one. Aiden's homered in his last two games. He's 15 for his last 44 at the plate and is up to 228 now. Four homers and 24 batted in since joining Jersey Shore on June 11th. Here's the 0-1. Take it, and it's low. Miller hit two home runs in his first 2 months of the Blue Claws and two in the last 48 hours. One on Thursday, a missile over the wall in center. And then one last night down the left field line. Changeup is high and outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Vail is not that big. Six feet tall, 195 pounds. High 80s, assortment of breaking stuff. Here's a line drive in the left field by Miller. Nishida going back. It's over his head. Lands on the grass and rolls back to the wall. Miller into second. He'll pull in there and stop with a two-base hit. No, Aiden Miller continues to mash the baseball for Jersey Shore. That was 102 miles an hour off the bat on the 87 mile an hour fastball. And Aiden doubles. He's in scoring position. And now here they come again to get Vail. They have just gotten somebody up in the bullpen down the line in left field. And again, the trainer, A.J. Smith, the pitching coach, John Kovalik, and the manager, Guillermo Quiroz. So whatever they saw from Vail, it is the first at bat against Farquhar. They let him stay in to face Miller and then gives up the double. And now they're all back out there. And that'll do it for Tommy Vail. Guillermo Quiroz takes the ball from him. And he walks off with the trainer, A.J. Smith. So the new pitcher will have as much time as he needs to warm up. Not sure what happened to Bell. Now, one guess is maybe that, you know, they were just looking at the velocity in the dugout and deemed something wrong. Nothing appeared to be physically wrong with him. But you know, he was the pitch to Miller was an 87-mile-an-hour fastball. So presumably he throws harder than that. So a new pitcher coming into the game for Kannapolis is right-hander Jose Ramirez. And he will come in very early here in the bottom of the first inning. So only two batters on Jersey Shore. Farquhar and Miller face Tommy Vail. And Jose Ramirez coming in. He's made 23 appearances this year with Winston-Salem and has a 5.43 ERA, 6-5, 23 games, 2 starts, 58 innings, 43 hits, 33 walks, and 39 strikeouts. So Vail goes a third of an inning, one hit, one strikeout, no walks, and obviously responsible for Aiden Miller, the runner at first base. Ramirez will have as much time as he needs to warm up. He's a 23-year-old from Santo Domingo. He had pitched in the Red Sox system for a few years. Last year spent the season with Salem in the Carolina League Low A, and then the White Sox claimed him from Boston in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft back in December. And he's pitched mostly with Winston-Salem, made one spot start in Double A, one spot start in Triple A earlier this year. So all the Blue Claws hitters huddling now with Adam Lynn, the hitting coach, in the first base dugout, going over the scouting report on Ramirez. They have a hitters meeting every day and go over the scouting report on the opposing starter, so they did that for Tommy Vail, and only two of the nine guys got to face him. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at Providence.bank. So Jose Ramirez into the ballgame now for Winston-Salem. Remember, he gets as much time as he needs to warm up because it's an injury replacement. His last two games have been pretty good against Greenville. On Tuesday the 6th and Sunday the 11th of August, 3 innings, 1 run on the 6th, and then 3 perfect scoreless innings. Only base runner was a hit batsman in that Sunday, August 11th game for Ramirez. And this is his first action of the series. He got off to a great start to the season. Gave up 1 run in 11 and 2/3 innings with Winston-Salem back in April, but had an ERA of 6.4 in May. And then in June, he gave up 15 runs in just 11 innings. And then it was better in July, 5 runs in 12 and a third, and he's been good in August, 3 runs in 7 2/3. So, you know, his ERA is pretty high at 5.43, but a lot of that damage was done in what was a pretty messy 2 months there, May and June. So here's Keaton Anthony now, Miller at second, no score, bottom of the first. And Miller bolts for third, pitch outside, throw to third, not in time. Miller goes in head first and swipes the bag, his 10th steal as a Blue Claw. He just went right on the first move there from Jose Ramirez, and Aiden Miller steals base number 10 with Jersey Shore. He also had 10 with Clearwater, so 20 now overall on the season for Miller, and 24 in his career. Here's the 1-0, and a bouncer towards third. Miller coming home. Catfield throws home off the mitt of the catcher, Snelly. Miller is safe. Anthony goes to first, and the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. Now they're going to see if Miller didn't touch home plate, and the catcher, Smelly, Miller went to the dugout. Ramirez wants him to try to tag out Miller, who's in the dugout. And what's going to happen? Smelly steps on home plate, and they say safe. Miller did touch, and the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. So that'll be, I believe, a fielder's choice for Keaton Anthony, and he's aboard at first. And Jersey Shore 1-0 lead. Ramirez seemed pretty adamant that Miller did not touch home plate. The ball was in decent position. It was a bit low, but it didn't bounce. And had Smelly caught it, Miller would have been out for sure. So, well, that should be a fielder's choice. I think that'll be a fielder's choice, yeah. And an RBI for... Right, and an RBI. Here's a line bouncer back toward the middle. Grabbed it short by Bergoya. Steps on second, throws his buddy out, Felix Reyes, at first. 6-6-3, and that retires the Sun. But Jersey Shore takes the lead. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. 1-0 Blue Claws as we head into the second on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB.
Join the fun in Short Town all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Short Town. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Tonight's country music night at Short Town Ballpark, and Blue Claw staff members and members of the Jersey Shore line dancing community dancing on both of the two dugouts tonight. Great job. After the Rain, one of the top country bands in the area, performing live in the sandbar as we speak. So we go to the second inning, and it's 1-0 Blue Claws. Caden Connor, left-handed batter, takes out Sun, and the count is 1-0 and no strikes from Freddie Tarnock. Tarnock threw a scoreless inning on Wednesday, 1-2-3, and pitched around a leadoff single in the first inning tonight. This will probably be his last inning, and Luke Russo is loosening up now in the pen for Jersey Shore. 1-1 on Connor, hitting .250 in 23 games. Hit .307 with Kannapolis before promotion, and he lifts this one foul out of play. 19th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton. Last year was Caden Connor. Hudson Valley falls to Hickory tonight, 4-2. So, if the Blue Claws win this game, they will gain a game on Hudson Valley and pull within 2.5 games of the Renegades in the SAL Northern Division. 1-2 pitch to Connor. Fouled away up here. Bounces down off the luxury suites to the base of section 110 down to our left. Those of you watching on the Valley live stream, the section right behind home plate, that's 108. And then 101 is down the first baseline, 115 down the third baseline. Fouled away by Connor, and the count 1-2. 7 home games left for Jersey Shore after tonight. One is tomorrow at 1:05 in the afternoon. Game, and then 6 with Hudson Valley to close out the home schedule. Swing and a miss, breaking ball, strike 3. First strikeout for Freddie Tarnock, and that'll bring up Casey Saukey, the right fielder. The run, by the way, that Miller scored in the first inning on the ground out by Keaton Anthony is charged to Tommy Vail, who faced two batters. Gave up a base hit, a double to Miller, and then got a strikeout of Fred, or rather got a strikeout of Farquhar. Then gave up the double to Miller, came out with the trainer. Here's Casey Saukey swinging of his, the count 0-1. Saukey out of Virginia. UVA fourth round pick this year by Chicago. 0-1. Tarnock's slider is low. They have built a check, swing it in to go. Soggy from Rochester. I believe he's had some family here this week. This is as far north as Winston-Salem will come. They will be in Aberdeen next week, so they have a two-week trip. Fouled back under the screen. So in a lot of ways, you know, they're going to have an impact on the Northern Division pennant race because Blue Claws were 3.5 in back of Hudson Valley entering today, and Aberdeen was 2.5 back, so they're right in the mix as well. Here's the 1-2, fouled away on the roof, first base side, out of play. Count remains 1-2. Tarnock was with Oakland since winter meetings December 2022. Began his career with the Braves and went over in the Sean Murphy trade. He got DFA'd by Oakland in June. Phillies claimed him, and he'd been with Lehigh. Curveball in the dirt, 2-2. Got hurt with the Iron Pigs a little over a month ago and on a rehab assignment here with Jersey Shore. He does have MLB time. One game in 2022 with Atlanta, which was the team that drafted him, and made 5 appearances with Oakland last season. Here's the 2-2, and a ground ball to third. Under the glove of Ware. He didn't get in front of it. He just kind of held his glove off his left foot, and it went right underneath. And that should be an error, and it is. E5 on Bryson Ware. And runner at first base with one out brings up Moidel Chiapelli. It was hit, I wouldn't say hard, average ground ball. And Ware, if he wanted to, could have taken a step to his left and fielded it between his legs. He just kind of held his glove just off of his left foot, and the ball snuck underneath it for the error. Here's Chiapelli, and he swings and foul, tips one into distance mid. No balls, 1 strike. Chiapelli's from Cuba, hitting 244, 2 home runs, and 20 runs batted in. 22 years old. Signed in 2022. Fastball, good pitch, called strike. Knees outside corner. And the count, Nothing in two, on Loydell Chiapelli. Runner leads off first base, Saucy. 0-2, the count on Chiapelli. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Fastball, 94 miles an hour. And the count, 1-2. Luke Russo will be the next Blue Claws pitcher. Tarnock up to 28 pitches. Bull said 30 and 35 for Tarnock tonight. Now, sometimes you'll see a team bring in kind of a bridge reliever in these situations if Tarnock can't get through the inning before the starter, Russo, comes in. Change up high and outside, 2-2. Because they don't like to have the starting pitcher come into the middle of an inning, but apparently that's not going to happen here because the only guy throwing in that Blue Claws bullpen down the line in right field is Luke Russo. Phillies and Nationals tied at 1, middle fifth in Philly. Here's a liner into left field. That's a base hit for Chiapelli. To his left and playing at Bennett and throws it in towards third. So a base hit for Loydell Chiapelli and Winston-Salem has runners at first and second with one out for Samuel Zavala. Pierce Bennett, Troy Schreffler, Jordan Byers left to run of the outfield for the Blue Claws. Bryson Ware at third, Aiden Miller at short. Trent Farquhar at second, Keaton Anthony at first. And the catcher is Jordan Disson. Lehigh Valley lost to Worcester 3-0. Reading has a 2-0 lead over New Hampshire. That came top of the fourth inning. Moises Jossé making his double-A debut tonight. He has thrown 3 scoreless innings so far. Gave up a leadoff base hit in the fourth. Clearwater trailing Tampa 7-0 going to the fourth. Here's Zavala, and he takes on the outside corner. One out. Runner at second base is Saucy, reached on the E5, and the runner at first base, Chiapelli, who had just singled. Zavala came over from San Diego in December, hitting 188, 7 home runs, 33 batted in, 13 stolen bases. And Tarnock's breaking ball slipped out of his hands and sails high down sun. And the count, 1-1. Blue Claws in there Saturday night, home whites. Blue Claws in the blue across the chest. Red number on the front, red number on the back with the name on the back. 1-0, Jersey Shore leading it. Here's the 1-1. And a bouncer to second, could be 2. Farquhar got it, shovels to Miller. 1 on the first, double play, and the inning is over. It's as easy as 4-6-3. And that retires the side. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left. 1-0 Blue Claws, bottom two, Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Blue Claws get a double play there. 4-6-3, Farquhar to Miller to Anthony to retire the side. So we head into the second inning. Troy Schreffler leads it off the bottom half of the Blue Claws. Then Bryson Ware and Pierce Bennett, 5, 6, and 7. Against Jose Ramirez, the right-hander, in his first full inning of work. Schreffler at 224, 7 home runs and 35. Runs batted in on the season for Troy. Right-handed batter out of the University of Maryland is Schreffler. 9 hits in his last 31 at-bats. 3 of those have been home runs, playing very well lately. First pitch by Ramirez on the outside corner, but 93 miles an hour. And the count, nothing and one. Tommy Vail, the starter for Winston-Salem, faced 2 batters. He struck out Farquhar, and then Aiden Miller doubled, and he took him out. Not exactly sure swing and a miss, because they went out to talk to him after he got Farquhar. So if there was something physically wrong right there, they would have taken him out. Then Miller got the double, and they went out and took him out after that, which leads you to believe that maybe they were just concerned with the velocity. Just didn't have anything on it, and were concerned about an injury based off that. Swing and a miss by Schreffler. Strike 3. 1 away. Vail faced 2 batters in the first inning. Keaton Anthony hit a ground ball to third, on which they threw home to try to get Aiden Miller, who had stolen third. And the throw was low. It got away. Miller was safe. Fielder's choice RBI ground out for Anthony. Or Fielder's choice RBI ground ball from Anthony. He ended up reaching first. And then Felix Reyes grabbed it into a double play to end the inning, and then Schreffler just struck out. Here's Bryson Ware. And the first pitch is lined in the air towards left center. Another base hit for Ware. The left fielder, Nishida, over to cut it off, and Bryson aboard with a single. So Ware is now 6-for-10 in the series and 8-for-27 with Jersey Shore after he began the season with low A Clearwater, 8th round pick out of Auburn. He would have faced his Auburn teammate, Tommy Vail. They played 1 year together at Auburn in 2023. But Vail came out after the 2 batters. Here's Pierce Bennett, right-handed batter out of Wake Forest. And he chops one foul, third base side, no balls and 1 strike. So the Blue Claws with 2 hits so far. Miller's double and Ware's single. And those 2 guys have been the hottest hitters this week for Jersey Shore. 1-0 Blue Claws. And Jose Ramirez ready. And this one driven out to right center and hit well. Saucy long run, the right fielder over his head, and it's up against the right center field wall. Ware coming around third, he's being waved in. Here's the relay throw on a hop, and he dives in safe at home. Bryson Ware scores. Pierce Bennett drives him in. An opposite field RBI double for Bennett, and the Blue Claws have a 2-0 lead. Evola is absolutely drilled to right center by Pierce Bennett. And Ware scores relatively easily from first base for Bennett. It's his 12th Blue Claws hit and his third Jersey Shore run batted in. And Bennett aboard at second, still only one out. And a 2-0 Blue Claws advantage. Pitch is outside to Jordan Disson. One ball, no strikes. Disson at 214, 9 homers, 33 runs batted in. He leads the Blue Claws with those 9 homers, Luis, without one since the last week of June in the Greensboro series, June 26th. They throw behind the runner at second, a high throw, and Bennett is back in easily. So the Blue Claws a 2-0 lead, batting in the home second. They will go to Luke Russo, who's been very good when we start the top half of the third. Russo was warming in the second after Freddie Tarnock throws his 2 scoreless on rehab. Swing and a miss. Disson out in front of a changeup. And the count, 1-1. Jordan Myers on deck. These teams played twice in 2021. Once here, once down in North Carolina. And they played, it's the 1-1 to Disson outside and high. And they played a series down there in North Carolina last year that was split 3-3 after the Blue Claws lost the first three. In two of them, they blew multi-run leads in the eighth inning. And then they won the last three. That was really the start of the Blue Claws' big comeback last year in the second half. You remember, they were down 8.5 games after those first three in Winston-Salem. And then they ended up coming all the way back and got into the postseason on the last day. Disson bounces one down to third, stays fair. Kath Fields throws across in time for the out, and Bennett holds on at second. So Disson grounds to third for out number two, and that'll bring up Jordan Myers with a chance to extend the lead. Blue Claws 2, Winston-Salem nothing here in the third inning at Shoretown Ballpark. Sorry, here in the second inning at Shoretown Ballpark. Myers, a left-handed batter out of Rick Reedy High School in Prosper, Texas. Today was a Blue Claws family fun day, and we did these little quick interviews with the players for the video board. Here's a line drive toward right center. Over the head of a leaping Schiaffelli. Down for a base hit. Around third to score is Bennett. It's a ribby single for Jordan Myers. And the Blue Claws have a 3-0 lead. So Myers gets his third Blue Claws RBI on his 7th hit. And brings home Bennett to put the lead at 3. What I was going to say was we did these interviews with the players, and I was talking to Myers, and I said, giving you, you know, an interesting fact about you. And he said, I have a pizza named after me at a pizzeria in Texas. It's Farquhar Swings and Misses. And I said, what kind? He said, it's like a cheeseburger pizza. If you're ever in the Prosper, Texas area and want to cheeseburger pizza, you can get the Jordan Myers. Farquhar pushes a bunt up third and it goes foul. Kath was playing behind the bag. Farquhar trying to push one up the line for a base hit, but it went foul. So the count nothing at 2. Blue Claws 3-0 here, bottom of the second. RBI double by Pierce Bennett. RBI single by Jordan Myers for the Blue Claws. Luke Russo is going to take over in the third. He'll be the pitcher of record for Jersey Shore after the starter Freddie Tarnock went 2 innings on his rehab assignment, no runs on 2 hits. Here's a bouncer to first, a high hop played easily by Connor, who backpedals and steps on the base, gets Farquhar and the Blue Claws to retire the side. However, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. Claws up 3-0. Go to the third, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans.
The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
3-0 Blue Claws as Luke Russo takes over for Jersey Shore as we start the top half of the third. Freddie Tarnock, 2 innings, no runs on 2 hits on his rehab assignment, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Russo out of Eastern Michigan, 1-1 on the season with Jersey Shore. He began his season and his career with Low A Clearwater and joined the Blue Claws a couple of weeks ago. First pitch, breaking ball, low to Bryce Willits, and the count 1-0. DH is Willits, 249, 3 home runs, 34 runs batted in. He's 4 for his last 28. Russo stands at 6 foot 4, 199 pounds, 23 years old. And that one foul back, 92 mile an hour fastball, 1 ball, 1 strike. With Clearwater 4-3, a 5.13 ERA in 15 games. And with the Blue Claws, 14 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Here's the 1-1. And it's a changeup outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. On Willits. Bats from the left side. He'll be followed by Riku Nishida and William Burkoya and then Wes Kemp. So 5 straight lefties. 8-9, 1-2-3 in this order for the dash as Russo misses outside with that pitch to Willits. On the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. Willits out of UC Santa Barbara takes outside ball 4. So, oh, it's way outside from Russo, and a leadoff walk in the third. Blue Claws leading at 3-0. And here's Riku Nishida, the left fielder, who singled his first time up. Russo's fourth start with the Blue Claws, made his Jersey Shore debut on July 24th against Aberdeen. 5 innings, 1 run on 1 hit. It was a Wednesday morning game at Camp Day. Gave up 2 runs in 5 innings at Hudson Valley on the 31st. And then here's a ground ball by Nishida to second. Could be 2. Farquhar underhands to Miller. 1. Fires the first. In time. Double play. Keaton Anthony was ready to throw it around the horn. Brandon Schmidt, the base umpire, made him wait a second. But they get the out. Second, 4-6-3. Double play. Turned by Jersey Shore tonight. And that'll bring up William Burgoyne. And they gave Russo a couple of extra days between starts. So his last start was last Saturday, 10 days after the one before that at Wilmington. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings. In game 2 of the doubleheader, took the loss. William Burgoyne takes a called strike. Russo and Burgoyne briefly teammates before Burgoyne was traded on July 30th. Here's a fly ball foul down third out of play. And McCown, nothing in 2. Burgoyne to the White Sox for lefty Tanner Banks about 5 minutes before the trade deadline, 6 o'clock on July 30th. William had a sack bunt his first time, 13 for 42 with Winston-Salem, 4 for 15 in the series. And the 0-2 is high off the mid of Disson, back to the screen, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergoglio, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. 19-year-old from Venezuela. Speaks perfect English. And the 1-2 is low. Slider, two balls and two strikes. Russo from Howell, Michigan. He went to Eastern Michigan. And had some injuries in his time there. Tommy John surgery. The COVID year 2020. Here's the 2-2. And a ground ball, one hop to Miller. Scooped up by Aiden. Throws the first sign return. So Russo pitches around the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. Blue Claws 3-0, bottom third. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Aiden Miller has homered in each of the last two games. He'll lead off for Jersey Shore. Here in the bottom half of the third, Blue Claws leading it 3-0. Miller doubled off the starter, Tommy Vail, the last batter that Vail faced. He only faced two. And then Miller scored on the ground ball by Keaton Anthony. First pitch by Jose Ramirez inside, and the count one ball and no strikes on the 20-year-old Blue Claws shortstop, who's now 16 for his last 45 after that double in the first inning. He is trying to become the third Blue Claw to homer in three straight games. Ground ball back to the mound. Won't do it on this pitch, at least. Picked up by Ramirez, underhands to first. And that is out number one. So Miller retired, one away. Here's Keaton Anthony, who hit a ground ball to third, on which they threw home, but Miller beat the play and scored. It was a low throw that scored it away from the catcher, Smelly. Anthony picked up his 28th Blue Claws run, batted in. 3-0 Jersey Shore, bottom of the third. Keaton with right-handed batter with an open stance. And the pitch by Ramirez is inside and high. It's one ball, no strikes. What I was going to say was Miller trying to become the third Blue Claw to homer in three straight games. Derek Hall in recent vintage. Derek Hall did it in 2017, and Jalen Ortiz did it in 2021. Pitch outside. 2-0. Ortiz did it, part of one of the great runs by a Blue Claw hitter in history. On a tear through June, July of 2021, and was promoted right after the trade deadline to Double A ready. Anthony takes inside ball 3-0. And Ramirez wasn't overly enthused with that call by home plate umpire Travis Robers. Pitch was inside. Here's the 3-0. Anthony taking all the way right down the middle for a called strike. We're just joining us. Hudson Valley lost to Hickory 4-2. So if the Blue Claws win tonight, they will gain a game on the Renegades and be 2.5 games out of first place when they print the standings tomorrow. Bouncer fell. Aberdeen is 2.5 back of Hudson Valley, or was coming into today, and one game ahead of Lakewood. They are no score, bottom of the third, as they host Greenville tonight at Lato's Field at Ripken Stadium. 3-2 on Keaton. And the pitch on the way is a changeup hit high in the air to center. Pretty well hit. Zavala going back, but he's got room. And in front of the track, Zavala, about maybe 20 feet in front of the track, makes the catch. We're out number two. So Anthony flies out. That'll bring up designated hitter Felix Reyes. Reyes, right-handed batter from the Dominican Republic. They call him the Big Puma. And now Roberson is going to throw a new baseball out for Jose Ramirez. Ramirez had been in the Red Sox system originally and then was claimed by the White Sox in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft last year at the winter meetings. As Reyes takes that one outside, it's one ball, no strikes. Felix last year had the highest zone contact rate of any Phillies minor league. And he bounces one foul, meaning when he swung at a pitch in the strike zone, he put it in play more often than any minor league player in the Phillies organization last year. He had 10 homers last year. He's a big guy. Six this year. And the 1-1 grounded towards second. And handled near the bag by Cipelli. Throws to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Jose Ramirez. Blue Claws go quietly in the third. And we head to the fourth in short town. Blue Claws 3 and Winston-Salem nothing. On Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Second inning for Luke Russo. Luke Laws lead it 3-0 as we start the top half of the fourth here at Shortstown Ballpark. Wes Kapp, Colby Smelly, and Caden Connor coming up here for Winston-Salem. White Sox affiliate since 1997. It's one of the longest consecutive longest continuous relationships between affiliate and parent club in minor league baseball. Here's a high fly ball foul off third. Bryson Ware to foul ground. Third baseman near the netting, and it's out of play. So the count on Wes Kapp is one ball and one strike. Now, there are a few that have been going on for longer than that, but almost 30 years between the White Sox and Winston-Salem. The longest one is actually in the Philly system. Breaking ball outside corner, called strike to Wes Kapp. 1-2. Double-A Reading since 1967 has been an affiliate of the Phillies. The Lakeland Flying Tigers have been the Tigers affiliate since 1967 as well. Found the way out of play. Obviously now they're the Low-A affiliate. Omaha has been the Royals AAA affiliate since 1969. George Brett played there. They were known as the Royals for many years, but they changed their name to the Storm Chasers a few years ago. Swing and a miss. Slider to strike three. So West. Calf is out. Russo picks up the strikeout, his first one away. That'll bring up Kobe Smelly, a right-handed hitting catcher. Iowa has been the Cubs affiliate since 1961. Clearwater's been the Phillies affiliate since 1985. And the White Sox have been in Birmingham since 1986. Bouncer up third, foul. No balls, one strike. Of course, Birmingham is where Michael Jordan played for that one summer in 94. Swing and a miss. 0-2, played for the Birmingham Barons. His manager there, the one and only Terry Francona, who is probably, actually, I would say definitely, a future Hall of Fame manager. There's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. A little slider cutter there from Russo. And he fans Smelly, two down. Strikeouts brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Jersey Shore leading it here 3-0 as Hudson Valley, Winston-Salem pads in the top half of the fourth. Second inning relief for Russo. Misses low with a changeup there. One ball, no strikes. We talked to Luke yesterday. He was also on a hook line or four hook line and splitter. It hasn't gone up yet. It'll go up Monday, Tuesday of next week. 1-0 on Connor. And that one is inside. Two balls and no strikes. So I'll be on the lookout for that. But I think you'll really enjoy it. Grew up in Michigan. Eastern Michigan, he said, was the first school that offered him. And they ended up committing there. Loyal to the Eagles. That one found the way out of play. 2-1. He had an improved senior year of high school, but had already committed to EMU in Ypsilanti, Michigan, right outside of Ann Arbor. Two balls, one strike on Connor, and he lifts it foul. Said one of the teams he rooted for growing up was the Phillies. Just kind of like the Phillies, and was a big Chase Utley guy growing up, like his catcher, Jordan Disson. Here's the 2-2. And on the outside corner, backdoor breaking ball. Got him, strike three. Luke Russo strikes out the side in the fourth inning. And he gets Connor there to end the frame. 1-2-3, go the dash. Bottom fourth coming up. 3-0, Jersey Shore. Valley Live, LookLoss.com, MILB.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws batting bottom of the fourth, and Troy Schreffler leading it off for Jersey Shore against Jose Ramirez. And the first pitch, chop foul behind the plate. And the count, nothing and one. Schreffler struck out swinging his first time. 9 hits in his last 32 at-bats. 3 home runs. They give him 7 on the year. He's 2 behind Jordan Disson for the team lead. Scheffler, Felix Reyes, and Disson, as Ramirez misses outside, one ball, one strike, are the only three players in the lineup tonight that have been with the Blue Claws all year. In fact, Aiden Miller, who got here on June 11th, is actually the fourth longest tenured player in the lineup today, including Luke Russo, the pitcher. 1-1, strike call, fastball zipped over the outside corner at 92 miles an hour from Ramirez. And the count on Scheffler is 1-2. And now Robertson, the plate umpire, wants to give a new baseball to Jose Ramirez. Ramirez came on in the first inning. Tommy Vail faced two batters and came out. And then Ramirez came in. Threw three scoreless innings last time, retired nine out of the 10 batters he faced. Hit one. That was the only man to reach base. Change up, foul back under the screen. And the count still one ball and two strikes on Troy Scheffler. Luke Russo striking out the side there in the fourth, on the top of the fourth, on 13 pitches. And a 1-2 is way outside to Scheffler. Two balls and two strikes. 1:05 tomorrow, Braden Tucker will start for the Blue Claws against Shane Murphy. Murphy, remember, threw five scoreless innings on Tuesday, the first game of the series. 2-2, chopped to second. Ciappelli to his left, plays it shoulder high, tosses over to first for the out. Scheffler is retired. And one away. And that'll bring up Bryson Weir. Weir made an error earlier, but no damage done. And Bryson picked up a base hit in the second inning, scoring later in the inning on the RBI double by Pierce Bennett, who is on deck. And it's been a really good run for Bryson Weir this week. He's 6-for-10 in the series and is bidding for his third straight two-hit game. Swings and misses a changeup. And no balls and one strike on Bryson out of Auburn University, on the Plains. He's from where is Jackson, Mississippi. They went to Auburn. Here's the 0-1 tip foul and the count 0-2. He was teammates last year of Tommy Vail. The Winston-Salem started tonight, but Vail came out after the two batters, so he never got to face Weir, who played first base yesterday. He's back at third base today for Jersey Shore. He played second base on Thursday. He hits this one in the air towards right center and hits it well. The center fielder Zavala, long run, won't get it. And it one hops off the chain link fence atop the wall in deep right center. And that'll be a ground rule double for Weir. Bad break for Bryson, because if it hit the padded wall, the 8-foot-high padded wall, and not the chain link fence on top of that, it would have been an easy triple for him. Instead, it's two. So you have the 8-foot-high padded wall that goes all the way around out here at Shoretown Ballpark, with exceptions of a high wall 20-foot-high in left center field and right center field. But the home run line, or the dead ball line, is above the 8-foot-high padded wall all the way around, foul pole to foul pole. And in there, called strike to Pierce Bennett, and the count is nothing and one. So the chain link fence above that padded wall by the grass berm, that's a dead ball. So when it bounced up off the chain link fence, it was a ground rule double for Weir, but he would have been able to get the third if that ball was live. And that one fouled off by Bennett, nothing and two. So Bryson Weir now 7-for-11 in this series, and has picked up two hits in each of the first three games of the week. Each of the last three games this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Good crowd out of the Sandbar tonight after the rain playing for Country Night. Good crowd on hand in the City Bowl watching the Blue Claws, who have a 3-0 lead, bottom of the fourth, and Pierce takes outside. Bennett out of Wake Forest. He was the last pick by the Phillies last year, 20th round pick in 2023. He's from Rosedale, Maryland. Turned 23 years old at the end of June. Right-handed batter. Here's the 1-2 way outside from Ramirez. And the count 2-2. Jersey Shore trying to tack onto this 3-0 lead in their home whites tonight. Boy, the Sunday yellows tomorrow. We're interviewing a few players this afternoon at Family Fun Day. And we asked a lot of them what their favorite uniform was. More than a few said the Sunday yellow was swinging a miss. Bennett chased one, strike three. So Pierce is out swinging. And that's the second strikeout for Ramirez. It'll bring up Jordan Disick. A few guys, they like the Sundays because they're vests. Which a few of the guys apparently really enjoy playing in. Phillies have a 5-1 lead. Now they scored four runs in the sixth against the Nationals. Alec Boehm, an RBI single. JT Realmuto, an RBI single. One for Edmundo Sosa and one for Johan Rojas. Rojas scored Weston Wilson, who's 2-for-3 tonight. He hit for the cycle on Thursday. Runner darts off second, pitch to Disick, line in the air towards center. Going back on to Zavala, over to his left, reaches up, can't get it. Base hit, lands on the grass, and that'll be an RBI two-bagger. Ware in to score, Disick goes to second. He's got an RBI double, and the Blue Claws have a 4-0 lead. 105 off the bat for Jordan Disick. And Jersey Shore is up by 4 here in the fourth. Ebo was stung by Jordan, who spent the morning in the dunk tank at Family Fun Day. He was pumped up about it, too. Jordan, Mitch Newborn, and Troy Schreffler in the dunk tank. That one down and inside to Jordan Byers. And the count is 1-0, no strikes. So the Blue Claws a 4-0 lead. Two doubles in this inning. In fact, three doubles in the game off of Ramirez for the Blue Claws. Here's the 1-0. It's inside 2-0. Three doubles off Ramirez plus the one off him. So four doubles already tonight for Jersey Shore. Miller, Bennett, Ware, and Disick all have two base hits for the Blue Claws, which already ties their season high of four, set four previous times, including on Sunday. Liner down the right field line, fair ball, base hit. Coming around third is Disick, he'll score. Cutting it off is Saki, the right fielder. RBI single for Jordan Byers. He's got two hits and two ribbies, and the Blue Claws have 5-0 lead. So Jordan Byers comes through. He had been 6-for-50 with Jersey Shore before tonight, but two RBI singles for Byers, and the Blue Claws in control here in the bottom half of the fourth. Their best offensive output of the series. In fact, they only scored 8 runs in the series, 4 games coming into tonight. And in some ways fortunate to have won 2 games, fastball strike. McCall, nothing in one. Trent Farquhar, the batter. Already 7 hits for the Blue Claws here this evening. Farquhar 0-for-2 tonight. Grounded out in the first against Ramirez in the second inning. And takes inside 1-1. And he struck out looking against Tommy Vail back in the first. 2 out, fires the runner at first base. Has yet to attempt a stolen base since joining Jersey Shore. From the stretch, here's the pitch. One hopper to short, or two hopper rather. Fielded there and throwing to first Bergoya to get Farquhar. And that retires. Side. Hit hard, but hit right at Bergoya. 2 runs, 3 hits for the Blue Claws. No errors and 1 left. RBI double by Disick. RBI single by Byers. 5-0 Jersey Shore as we head to the fifth. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer. Thirsty Thursdays. Amazing promotions. Great theme nights. Giveaways. Live music. And so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team. Your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
5-0 Jersey Shore. We start the top of the fifth. Luke Russo in line for a second win as a Blue Claw. He's thrown two scoreless innings after Freddie Tarnock on a rehab assignment threw two scoreless to start the game for the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore up by 5. Jordan Disson and Jordan Byers driving in runs there in the bottom half of the fourth. And that one is cut on a miss breaking ball. And the count is 0-1. Well, lifted foul to the right field line, out of play. 0-2. Casey Sauke reached on an E5 on Bryson Ware back in the second inning. 0-1. He's 5-22 here with Kannapolis, drafted this year in the fourth round out of the University of Virginia. 0-2 pitch, chase the slider, swing and a miss. Four consecutive strikeouts for Luke Russo, and one away. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Curveball called strike to Lionel Schiappelli, 0-1. Schiappelli is a left-handed batter. He is a base hit tonight, one of the two for Winston-Salem. Lines this one towards left center, cutting after it. Schreffler, the center fielder, on the run, makes the catch. Loses his hat in the gap and runs down the fly ball for out number two. Good play by Schreffler. Go a long way for that. Russo's retired 7 in a row since he walked the first batter he faced, Bryce Willits, in the third inning. Here's Samuel Zavala, the center fielder, and the pitch is a strike. Russo came in today with 80 2/3 innings pitched this season between here and Clearwater, and he said one of his goals coming into the year was to get to 100 innings, and he's got a good chance of that. Pitch outside. He should have three more appearances or three more starts after today. The only reason, obviously, that he's not starting here is because Freddie Tarnock was here on the rehab assignment. Otherwise, Russo would have started. 1-1 in there, calling strike 1-2. He pitched a full year at Eastern Michigan last year, but had only thrown about 30 innings the two previous seasons. So that's why the Phillies were careful with him last summer. That one in the dirt, blocked by Disson. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Samuel Zavala. 5-0 Blue Claws. Winston-Salem batting top half of the fifth. And swing and a miss. Another breaking ball, strike 3. Making 5 strikeouts for Luke Russo over 3 scoreless innings. 1-2-3 go to the dash. Bottom 5. Blue Claws 5. Winston-Salem nothing on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB. TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Aiden Miller leading it off here for Jersey Shore. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and the Blue Claws lead it 5-0. Jose Ramirez still in there for Winston-Salem. He came on two batters into the bottom of the first after Tommy Vail left with the trainer. Miller doubled off Vail and grounded out off Ramirez. Swings and misses a fastball, and the count nothing and one. Five runs, seven hits, one error for the Blue Claws, and no runs on two hits for the dash. Luke Russo has been outstanding here for the Blue Claws. And that pitch misses out to Miller. Count one ball and one strike. Aiden trying to homer for a third straight game. Jaylen Ortiz did in 2021. The last time it's happened. Very rare. 1-1. Big cut and a miss. And the count one and two. And Miller calls time. Aiden with his double in the first inning is now 16 for his last 46 and up to 231 on the year. He dipped a little bit below 200 before this current stretch began back on August the 2nd when the Blue Claws were in Wilmington. Here's the 1-2. Takes it, strike three, and he knew it right over the outside corner. And Miller down looking for Jose Ramirez. Strikeout number two. And Winston-Salem does have action to their bullpen down the line in left field. Batter is Keaton Anthony, the first baseman, who's grounded out, on which Miller scored in the first inning and then flew to center. I should say hit a ground ball to third. Fielder's choice. They threw home and Miller was safe. Anthony takes that one on the outside corner. Keaton from the University of Iowa, of course. Blue Claws came in today 3.5 games behind Hudson Valley. That one is low, 1-1. But Hudson Valley lost tonight to Hickory, so if the Blue Claws do hold on to win this game, they would be 2.5 behind Hudson Valley. Aberdeen is a game ahead of Jersey Shore. They are scoreless in the fifth inning against Greenville tonight in Maryland. That one way outside. And the count, two balls and a strike. Winston-Salem will leave Lakewood tomorrow and go to Maryland, and they will open a six-game series with the Ironbirds down there on Tuesday. So, weak swing by Anthony to fastball. The count 2-2. So, Winston-Salem will get to have their hand in a lot of pennant races, albeit maybe they're not that involved, but playing a lot of games that are important for their opponents. Remember, at the end of the first half, the last week before the end of the half, the last full series, remember the half ended on a Thursday, the third game of a six-game series. But the last full series before that, as Anthony chases a fastball, strike three. It was outside and two away. Winston-Salem played Greensboro, who was in first place battling the Blue Claws. And Winston-Salem went 1-5 against Greensboro in that series. Obviously playing a big series with against the Blue Claws here, and we'll play a big series against Aberdeen next week. That will do it for Ramirez, who you know, did an admirable job. He's going to end up charged with four runs. But came into the game with Miller at second base and one out. And obviously, you know, relievers are taught, obviously, to stay ready every day. But you're never really ready, you know, two batters into a game. And he had to come in after Tommy Vail got hurt and is able to get the dash into the fifth inning with two men away. And he will exit, new pitcher for Winston-Salem. Luquas lead it 5-0, two out, nobody on in the bottom half of the fifth. So the final line on Ramirez, he goes 4 1/3 innings, allows four runs all earned on six hits, no walks, and struck out four. So the new pitcher for Winston-Salem is right-hander Connor Housley out of Riverdale, Georgia. And he will take over, face Felix Reyes with two out and nobody on here in the fifth. His fourth appearance with the dash, one run in four innings, gave up one run in 13 and two-thirds innings earlier this season with Kannapolis. And Housley's second appearance of the week here against the Blue Claws. He threw two innings, allowed one hit, one run in the first game of the series back on Tuesday. 22-year-old, 17th round pick of the Rangers out of high school in 2019, didn't sign, and went to or finished up his career at Kennesaw State, signed with the White Sox this year. They actually have two 2024 acquisitions on the team in Casey Saukie, the right fielder, and Connor Housley. Final bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.com. Here's right-handed hitting Felix Reyes, Luquas corner infielder. He's DHing tonight. Has grounded into a double play, then grounded out the second. And the curveball is in there for a called strike. Reyes homered in the fourth game of the season. And then not again until Father's Day. Breaking ball, called strike. He had his second home run of the year on Father's Day, June 16th. He's up to six right now. He had 10 a year ago. 9 in Clearwater, 1 with the Blue Claws. Here's the 0-2. And that's way outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Time called by Trey Schreffler on deck. Blue Claws trying to win their third straight game of this series. And here's the 1-2. That's over but low. 2-2. Winston-Salem won the first two. And the Blue Claws winners on Thursday and Friday and lead 5-0 here tonight. Here's a high pop right side by Reyes. Coming back on it is Smelly, but it's out of play. About five rows back. Nice grab by a fan in row four off the bounce. And he's got himself a souvenir. So 2-2 count on Reyes, bottom five. Two out, not on. Housley's pitch laid off. And a breaking ball misses. Four ball, three, three. Luke Russo was struck out the side in the fourth inning and then added two more strikeouts in the fifth. Throw three scoreless. He'll be back out there for the sixth. As Reyes rips one deep into left field. That's got a chance. Nishida back over his head, over the wall. Home run. Felix Reyes, the big Puma, lines one over the wall and left. Home run number 7 on the season. And the Blue Claws have a 6-0 lead. Felix Reyes lines one up over the groundwork sign in left field and has home run number 7 on the season. 6-0 Claws in the fifth. It was a 3-2 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike to Schreffler. Fastball looked like inner half, about thigh high. Schreffler rolls one up third foul. And he just ripped that ball 106 miles an hour off the bat for Felix Reyes. And he extends the lead to 6-0. Housley's 0-2 to Schreffler is a check swing foul ball off to the right. So for Reyes, he has hit seven homers now. Three of them here, four on the road. That's 25th home run of his career. As Schreffler swings and misses, and that is strike three. Well, Schreffler's down swinging, side retired. But the Blue Claws extend the lead. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left. A line drive home run by Felix Reyes. Makes it 6-0, and we go to the sixth here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So the Blue Claws up 6-0 after that Felix Reyes home run. That was a missile lined over the wall in left center. It'll be 9-1-2 for Winston-Salem off of Luke Russo. And Bryce Willits leading off the designated hitter. First pitch on the way, popped up foul. Third base side out of play. And the count is 0-1. So the Blue Claws have homered in three straight games. Miller on Thursday, Miller on Friday. And then here in the bottom of the fifth tonight, Felix Reyes. And Willard swings and misses, 0-2. So with that home run by Reyes, $1,000 donated to Navy Marine Corps Relief Society and Volunteers of America, two military-based nonprofits supported by Ocean First Foundation and the Home Runs for Heroes program. They donate for every Blue Claws home run hit at home this year. 0-2 is just off the plate outside. Russo thought he had it, and it's 1-2. The Blue Claws and Ocean First Foundation thank military personnel, veterans, and active for all you have done for our country. Russo looking for strikeout number 6. End of the line. Here's the 1-2, and it's outside of the. The other pitcher that we'll see tonight is Wenwei Pan at some point. Pan. A 21-year-old from Taiwan. That's outside. And then the count is full at 3-2. Russo already with 5 strikeouts. His high with Jersey Shore was 4. And is now 5. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Good eye. That was good at bat by Willits. Took a couple of close pitches and draws the walk. Second walk by Russo. In fact, he walked Willits, his first batter. And he faced in the third inning and then retired 8 in a row. And now walks Willits again here in the sixth. 6-0 Jersey Shore. Here's Riku Nishida, the left fielder, who is 1 out of 2 here tonight. Third baseman is Bryson Ware. He's in at third a little bit. Nishida a threat to bunt for a base hit at any time. And that one is on the outside. Quarterback calling strike. And the count, 0-1. Runner leads off first is Willits. Time call. Willits is 6-for-9, stealing bases with Winston-Salem, but down by six here in the sixth inning. I would be quite surprised if he tried to steal. Oh, and one, the count on Nishida, and he swings and misses. Cutter there from Russo, and the count, nothing in two. Russo said one of the adjustments that he's made since coming to the Phillies, they adjusted his slider, made it more of a cutter. And that one is high, one ball, two strikes. And then Brad Bergeson and Matt Elmire helped Russo. They made a little adjustment on his changeup, a different grip on his change that Russo has been very excited about. He just started doing that a couple of weeks ago. 1-2 outside. 2-2 on Riku Nishida. 8 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Jersey Shore. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Dash. Nice crowd on hand tonight. High fives, low sixes, I guess. Ground ball off third. Ware to his left, scoops it up, goes to second. One, back to first, not in time. Nishida legs it out, but they get one. Fielder's choice, 5-4. One away. Nishida's at first. Here's Burgoyne. Called strike to William, 19-year-old. And I'm a count, another good one. Bergoglio, one of the nicest guys that have ever come through. Luke Claus. And, sad to see him go on the trade. Went to the White Sox for Tanner Banks a couple of weeks ago. But really happy for him. He'll have a great opportunity in that organization. And he rips this one down the right field line. Foul. By about a foot. I think Bergoglio knew it was going to hook foul. He didn't really motor up the line at first, and it ended up fouled by about a foot. I think it was probably a little closer to the foul line than even he thought it was going to be off the bat, but either way, a foul ball. He's played very well with the White Sox since the trade, and they throw it first. Russo, I talked to him yesterday, he said he had a couple of things up his sleeve for Bergoglio. Obviously, a little tricky to face a guy that was your teammate a couple of weeks ago. Greg Rodzinski was talking with Tony at the pregame earlier this week how it's very weird to manage against a player that you coached for the first 4 months, foul back out of the roof to where I left. And the count, nothing in two. Murray was a big money signee by the Phillies a couple of years ago. Played very well in the Dominican Summer League 2 years ago. Last year, they sent him straight to Clearwater. And then they sent him to the Blue Claws this year at 19. Grounds this one to second. Could be two. Farquhar backhand flip. Miller one. Fires the first. Double play. Beautifully done. Farquhar to Miller to Anthony. Another 4-6-3 double play. The third of the night. Turned by Jersey Shore. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, a walk, none left. We have played 5.5, 6-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
you may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer.
Price and Ware will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. We go to the bottom half of the sixth. And the Blue Claws, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. And Winston-Salem, no runs, 2 hits. And no errors. Ware takes curveball high, 1-0. Bryson, 2-4-2 tonight. 7-4-11 in the series. And he has 2 hits in each of the last 2 games. Takes that one in there for a called strike. He was an 8th-round pick out of Auburn a year ago. Has started games this year at first base, second base, third base. Here's a light shot in the left center field. Over goes Nishida. Can't get it. Reaches out. It glances off his glove. Bounces back towards left center. Ware sprints into second. Slides in ahead of the throw. And has a two-bagger. Third hit of the day for Bryson Ware. He's in scoring position with nobody out. There's a double. Nishida was running after the ball. Reached out and couldn't field it on the bounce. And it glanced off his glove and angled over towards left center. 106 off the bat. That's the 5th double of the day for the Blue Claws. 2nd for Bryson Ware. And a new season high for Jersey Shore. Most doubles in a game. Drag bunt attempt and pushed foul behind home plate from Pierce Bennett, who has one of those doubles. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. Jordan Disson is on deck. And the 0-1, found the one. Blue Claws' record for most doubles in a game is 8. They did it twice. July 3rd, 06 against Delmarva. Jeremy Sladen had 3. And April 29th, 2014 in Lexington. Fouled away by Bennett down the right field line. Still nothing in 2. Dylan Cousins and Willian Tastadillo each had 2 in that game. So long way to go to get to that point. But the Blue Claws have 5 already with nobody out bottom of the 6th. 0-2 on Bennett and tip foul. Rolls it behind home plate. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Jordan Disson, who has 1 of the doubles, an RBI double back in the bottom of the 4th, is on deck for the Jersey Shore. Bennett said he played a few practices at Truist Field, home of the Dash, where Wake Forest plays, Bennett's alma mater, turf field. So they would practice at Winston-Salem every now and then before. Here's a ground ball at 3rd. Scooped up there by Kath, holds the runner at 2nd, and throws Bennett out at 1st. 1 away. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll bring up Jordan Disson. So before, if they had a series that was going to be coming up on a grass field, a few times they would, you know, they would go practice where the Dash played just to get used to that. Here's Jordan Disson. First pitch is a called strike. And the count, nothing in one. Jordan Fires has 2 RBI singles. He's on deck. And Disson fouls one off down the right field line. Back out of play. Phillies beat the Nationals tonight 5-1. Christopher Sanchez went the whole way. Gave up 2 hits. 1 run, no walks, and struck out 4. Went Weston Wilson had two more hits in that ballgame. 0-2 on Disson. And the pitch is a squibber back to the mound. Picked up by Housley. Throws to first to get Disson on to third. Goes Bennett. 1-3 on that put out. 2-8. And here's Jordan Viers. Double A Reading leading 5-1 over New Hampshire tonight in the seventh inning. Moises Johnson made his double A debut. Was outstanding. 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Woodloss fans might not remember him per se because both of the games he pitched for Jersey Shore came on the road and then got promoted when the Woodloss got home last week. Was outstanding in his double A debut. 1 run, 5. Viers takes a called strike, nothing in 1. And then Redding also has, in that game, they hit back-to-back home runs in the fifth inning as Viers lays off 1-1. Gabriel Rancones is 10th. Otto Kemp is 10th. And then Trevor Schwecke is 5th. Back-to-back-to-back home runs with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Fighting Phillies. 1-1 outside. Justin Crawford is 2-for-3 in that game. He's at 337 so far with AA Reading. Lehigh Valley lost to Worcester 3-0, and Clearwater trailing Tampa 7-1. Seventh inning stretch in Clearwater tonight. 2-1 on Viers. Housley out of the stretch. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jordan, 12 homers with Clearwater. Still looking for his first with the Blue Claws, but tonight sent the ball very well twice. 2-for-2, pair of RBI singles. The last one, a liner down the right field line. Here's the 2-2, check swing, high fastball. And Viers able to hold up. Count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaClaus have brought the bats tonight. 6 runs on 9 hits. Viers, I think, looking over to the dugout, did he think that was ball 4? I wonder if he did. 3-2 on Jordan. And the pitch is low, ball 4. So first walk allowed by Housley, and it puts runners at first and third for the Blue Claws, and brings up Trent Farquhar. Trent is 0-for-3, struck out, grounded out to first, and grounded out to short. Housley's pitch, high and inside. And the count 1-0. Luke Verso will be back out for the seventh inning, which will be his fifth inning of work tonight. 4 innings, no hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for Russo. And then probably after him, right to Wenway Pond in the eighth. 1-0, foul back, good rip by Farquhar. Bounce it back up here to the second deck, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Braden Tucker starts tomorrow for Jersey Shore. Remember, it's a 1:05 start, and we'll be on the air at 12:50. Myself and Tony for the final game of the set. 1-1. Here's the pitch. It's low. 2 balls, 1 strike on Farquhar. With Aiden Miller on deck. It is supposed to rain a little bit after, but only overnight. And I think we should be okay tomorrow for the ball game. First pitch at 1:05. 2-1 on Farquhar. Fouled away again. Back up here. Almost the same sweep. That one bounces all the way down to the seats below. After tomorrow, only 6 games left to see the Blue Claws this year. They will be home the week leading into Labor Day. Swinging a little squibber by Farquhar, third base side. Housley slips, bare hands, picks it up and throws from his butt, and he got it. What a play by Connor Housley. Sitting on the grass, he throws Farquhar out, and that retires the side. No runs, 1 hit, 2 left. We go to the seventh, 6-0 Claws. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shortown all summer long.
Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Blue Claws left-hander Samuel Aldegheri, our guest today. He's in Aberdeen, pitched well the other night. Samuel, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Finally got to pitch a night game. Those back-to-back morning starts.
Bristow has allowed two walks over four hitless in scoreless innings. We go to the seventh.
It's cool. So.
And Jersey Shore up 6-0.
So first full season West with Cap, the swing, with the Blue Claws about 2 months in, a little less than that. Kind of assess how you feel.
Brandon Schmidt, nothing in one.
I'm feeling good. Season is going really good. I'm having good results.
That's brought to you by Insurance Office of America, IOA.
Good results, too.
They insure businesses in our area for property, general liability, business auto, workers' compensation, employee benefits. For personal services, from Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900.
Yeah, you guys have a really close-knit group. Obviously, a lot of you guys were together with Clearwater when you had that amazing year. In 2023, talk about how you are as a team and how you guys feed off each other and how that helps you win some games.
His ninth of the year.
I mean, we're a young group. We have some older guys, but we try to keep together.
Swing and a miss, breaking ball, strike three.
We're a team. That's what six strikeouts for Luke Russo. Really care about. It's always staying together, and I think it's working.
And that's one away here in the seventh.
We're having fun outside of the clubhouse. We hang out after the games. We're in a really good group.
Lee Havali lost to Worcester 3-0. Reading leads New Hampshire 6-1.
You've been, I know you came stateside pretty early, right after the holidays this year, so we had a long buildup for the season. How do you feel like you're a better pitcher now in 2024 than you were last year?
Six strikeouts in his AA debut.
Yeah, I work a lot. The last step season, I spent most of the time in Florida. I work on my body. I'm stronger. At least I'm feeling stronger.
Russo's longest
I work with a pitching coach.
Seven,
I try to fix my mechanics. I try to get better. I try to get my sliders. That's what I'm trying to work more.
And he struck out seven tonight. Breaking ball. Gets Smelly strike three. Two down.
Results are showing up, so I think they're doing a good job.
Spectacular outing here from.
Who are some of the coaches that you've worked with since you signed with the Phillies about 5 years ago that have really
certainly
influenced
the right
you
to continue. I know they want to get Wendway Pond some work tonight.
That's a good question. I think everybody tried to help me.
Right now,
everybody's always available to talk to me, playing to me, try to help me.
So I don't have one. He hits this one in the air towards left center. Schreffler on the run after the center fielder back on the track. Can't get it. And one hops off the left center field wall. First hit allowed by Russo.
The Phillies are pretty aggressive in letting you guys go deep into games. You've pitched at least six innings four times.
And then on the track, bounced up off the left center field fence.
That May 1st game against Bowling Green, you have a 100-pitch start, you have a 98-pitch start. Is that kind of a goal for you as you go out there every day to try to get in, through six, through seven, if you can, and get through the order, three times?
Also, yes, that's what I'm trying to do every game, go at least a 5+. That's what big leaguers do, too. So we need to get used to pitch count. I'm going out. I'm competing until Brad gets me to give him the ball.
And you got, you know, Gene's been pitching the day before you. Most of the season,
there,
you know, he's gone seven a few times.
Games.
He goes deep into the game too, so you get to try to match him the next day.
Yeah.
And set the tone for the whole series too, because you know if he goes deep, you go deep back to back days. You have a fully rested bullpen for the rest of that series.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's why we're trying to save a couple arms in the bullpen.
So let's go back. You grew up in Verona, Italy. Tell us the story about how you started to play baseball in the first place, in obviously a country where a lot of people play what they call football, we call soccer.
Eastern Michigan.
So I was supposed to play go soccer because my dad is a soccer player, not professional. I was just playing soccer. My parents had time to bring my brother, my older brother, Mattia, to play any sport that was not baseball because of time of their work. So
last year in the 16th round.
That's it. I started to play baseball because of him. I just followed him. I just say, okay, let's try.
Watching and following and waiting for a call, and his father's
friend. Is it reasonable to say that if your parents had
different
jobs, you'd be playing soccer right now?
Fastball strike.
Maybe. I guess we would never know.
Yeah. And then
when you started to play baseball, you know, with your brother, whatever. At what point did you kind of fall in love with the sport and realize that you could make a career out of it?
I started playing baseball when I was 4 years old.
And then kicks away from this and off to the left. And
to become a major
Connor
leaguer since
I
was
second.
Since I found out about the big, I started thinking even more when I was 15. 15 years old when the first guy from Kansas City came
Russo
up to me
in line for the win,
told me
would get
I was
two
a really good prospect, lefty, throwing 90.
This only is
and then
could
have a good career.
He'll get to 85.
So how
innings.
Did you end up with the
tonight.
Phillies?
One of his goals coming into the year was to get to 100. Curveball, got him looking, strike three, right over the outside corner. And the inning is over. Eight strikeatouts over five scoreless innings for Luke Russo.
Bobby Chirala was there.
Stretch time here at short town ballpark. Luplas on top, 6-0 on Valley Live. Luplas.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Seventh inning stretch at Shortstown Ballpark is brought to you by Jag Physical Therapy, proud to service your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jag Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagpt.com. New third baseman for Winston-Salem is Wilbur Sanchez. He's in for West Kemp. As we start the bottom of the seventh, Brooklaw is leading in 6-0. Felix Reyes, a home run for Jersey Shore. Jordan Byers has a pair of RBI singles. Jordan Nissen, an RBI double. Bryson Ware is 3-for-3 and has scored two of the Blue Claws runs. It'll be Aiden Miller leading off, then Keaton Anthony and Felix Reyes here in the seventh inning against Connor Housley. Miller's actually leading off an inning for the third straight time. He grounded out in the third and struck out in the fifth. He hit second, of course, in the first spot of the lineup, and doubled off the left field wall, came around the fielder's choice ground ball hit by Keaton Anthony. Here's Aiden Miller, first pitch from Housley. The count 1-0. Probably Miller's last at bat. Well, maybe not. But there probably won't be a bottom of the ninth inning at this rate. 6-0 Claws. That one is inside. Russo is going to stay in, by the way, and pitch the eighth. There's nobody throwing. We weren't sure if they wanted to get pawned an inning or two. But I guess only pitch the ninth. Here's the 1-0. And that one is inside, and the count is 2-0. Or I guess the other thing that's possible is that they hold pawn for tomorrow. If they want to get him two innings. Because Russo's throwing so well, you don't want to take him out. 2-0. Strike call. Fastball on the outside corner. Miller looking for a home run for the third straight game. He had one on Thursday, one on Friday. It's actually kind of crazy. The crowd on Thursday was the 10th biggest in Blue Claws history, 9,400. Last night, 8,900. And Miller home run in both of those games. Here's a high fly ball out of the right center. Going back on it, Saki, but it'll hang up for him in front of the right center field warning track. Makes the catcher was about 25 feet in front of the track. That sounded okay on the bat. Didn't really carry that well. Miller flies out one away. And then his other two home runs were on July 4th and Father's Day. So some of the biggest crowds of the season. Miller has homered for Jersey Shore. And that changeup is inside and low to Keaton Anthony. Anthony didn't play last night. 0 for 3 tonight. Had an 8-game hitting streak snapped on Thursday. And the 1-0, that's outside. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Takes that one outside, 3-0. Felix Reyes has a home run tonight. He's on deck. And Anthony taking all the way at 3-0. Looks at a called strike, 3-1. Keaton grew up in Georgia. Went to Iowa, some of the Phillies last year. 3-1. Tipped at home plate, caught by Smelly, 3-2. Action of the dash bullpen, so they'll go to the pen probably for the eighth. 3-2 pitch, ground ball towards short, and pass Bergoglio, lunging attempt, and out into center base hit. The left fielder, Nishida, raced way over to cut it off. So a base hit for Keaton Anthony. He's at first with one out, and the batter is Felix Reyes, the DH. And that will actually do it for Housley, who gave up a home run to Reyes in the fifth inning. And they're going to make the call to the pen. So we'll take a break with him. 6-0 Blue Claws, bottom of the seventh. Clone of the Pen, brought to you by Provident Bank. Back after this, Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILBTV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
New pitcher for Winston-Salem is right-hander Zach Franklin. He'll face Felix Reyes with Keaton Anthony at first. One out, bottom of the seventh, and Jersey Shore in control of 6-0. Reyes' home run was his seventh of the year, three of which have come here, and four on the road. Franklin, 4-6 and 3.92 ERA in 28 games this season. 39 innings, 30 hits. Swinging a miss, slider. 16 walks, 55 strikeouts. Franklin, a 25-year-old, 10th-round pick from 2023 out of the University of Missouri. He pitched on Tuesday for a scoreless inning in the Winston-Salem winner of the scene. 0-1 inside curveball. And it's one ball, one strike on Reyes. Braden Tucker will start tomorrow for Jersey Shore. First pitch at 1:05. Be on the air at 12:50. 1-1 count. And that's way outside. Two balls and one strike. Keaton Anthony leads off first. Reyes' home run is seventh. He's at 219 on the year. Now has 41 runs batted in. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider. Provident Bank mobile banking. You can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills on the train. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. So 2-2 on Reyes. And here's the pitch. That's in the dirt. Picked by Smelly the catcher. 3-2. We'll see if they put Anthony in motion. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, going through the signs at third. Orlando Munoz is the first base coach. Three and two on Reyes. Here's the pitch. Fly ball down the right field line. Foul out of play. Good rip by Reyes, but a little late on it. Fouls it off. Count remains 3-2. Blue Gloss players were really fantastic this morning and into the early afternoon. It was family fun day at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws ticket package holders were out here and doing some. Here's the 3-2. Popped up again, right side. This will stay in play. Connor, the first baseman, in foul ground in front of the bag, makes the catch. Two down. Activities with the kids around the ballpark. Yard games like can jam and cornhole at others and kickball, wiffle ball. They got this enormous soccer target, like a big dartboard, but but it's like 20 feet high and you kick soccer balls into try to score points. Jaden Estadista was putting on a clinic on that fastball strike. He played soccer growing up in Curacao. The dunk tank, the boardwalk games are open, mini golf. It was a lot of fun, great event. Blue Claws players were tremendous. That one is high, and the count is one ball, one strike on Troy Schreffler. Schreffler, Jordan Disson, and Mitch Newborn in the dunk tank for an hour today. 1-1 on Troy. Here's the pitch. Check swing, called strike. And the count is 1-2. Claws with 10 hits. Schreffler looking for his first. He's 0-3 today. Anthony leads off first. And the 1-2. Swing at him. High fastball. And that is strike three. No runs, one hit, one left. We go to the eighth. 6-0 Blue Claws. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long.
Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Look, Russo came out of the 30, still on there in the 8th. Blue Claws lead at 6-0. Russo has been phenomenal tonight. Right-hander out of Eastern Michigan. And here's Lloydell Schiappelli, slider strength. And the count is nothing and one. 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts for Russo. His Blue Claws high, his career high is 10 from earlier this year with Clearwater. And that was down and inside. For a ball. Russo came into this inning having thrown only 61 pitches in his first 5 innings, over 12 pitches per inning, so he stays in there for the 6th. Here's the 1-1, breaking ball outside, and it's 2 balls and a strike. 7-8 and 9 for Winston-Salem. These teams will play at 1:05 tomorrow. Braden Tucker starts for Jersey Shore. 2-1. Swing and a miss, good changeup. And the count 2-2. And time called at home plate. Russo said he was a bit of a Phillies fan when he was growing up. Obviously followed the Tigers as well. He's from Michigan. But like the Phillies, like Chase Utley. Jordan Disson is catcher tonight. Jordan grew up outside of Philly. And a huge Phillies fan. Jordan also loved Chase Utley. 2-2 pitch. Chomp foul. And home plate count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. So this will be 3 in a row for the Blue Claws. It will also mean, assuming they hold on, they would pull them within 2.5 games of Hudson Valley. Breaking ball pulled on the ground. Foul up first. 2-2. The Renegades fall tonight to Hickory 4-2. Up in Wappingers Falls. Aberdeen trails Greenville 5-1, so the Blue Claws could tie Aberdeen for second place, a game and a half out. Oh, sorry, 2.5 games out. And gain games on their two main rivals for that final playoff spot. And Russo misses high, ball 4. He's walked 3. He's actually walked the leadoff batter 3 times. Willits in the 3rd and Willits again in the 6th. But was able to pitch around the trouble in each of those 2 innings. We'll see if he can do it again here. Samuel Zavala coming to the plate. Brooklyn came into the day right on the heels of the Blue Claws. A game back. They win at Wilmington. And so they're right now for the moment 3.5 behind Hudson Valley and a half game behind Jersey Shore. They'll be 1 back of Jersey Shore after tonight. Assuming the Blue Claws hold on here. Jersey Shore will be in Brooklyn next week. 6-game series that starts on Tuesday. 7 o'clock every night, and then 6 Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday of next week. Pitch us outside. Want to know if you have the opportunity to go to Brooklyn next week? I would suggest you do it. You should at least see one game there. Really neat stadium in Coney Island. 1-0 bouncer right side over the head of Anthony, who lunged after it into right field and a base hit. Chappelle goes first and third. Zavala with a single, and the Nash in business here in the eighth. So they have first and third with nobody out. And that'll bring up Bryce Willits, the DH. Maimonides Park on Coney Island. The view is about as good as it gets in minor league baseball. The boardwalk, the roller coasters, and of course the Atlantic Ocean. Here's Willits, and the first pitch is a ground ball right side. That's through into right field, a base hit. Chappelle scores. Zavala goes to third, fires up with it, fires to third on a hop, not in time. So a walk and two singles. And Winston-Salem on the board. They trail it 6-1. 35th ribby of the year for Bryce Willits. It would have been four for his previous 28 before that base hit. And here's Riku Nishida, the left fielder. And the Bucklaws will get somebody up in their bullpen down the line in right field. Jordan Disson going through some signs in front of home plate with runners in first and third, though I would be shocked if an out time called. And Brad Ferguson, the pitching coach, is going to make his way out to the mound to talk to Luke Russo. Because, you know, obviously down by... They're still down by 5 runs. You still got to be super careful here. Blue Class Baseball is brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. So quick visit from Berge out to the mound, and here is Riku Nishida, and now Wenwei Pond, the big hard throwing right-hander from Taiwan, warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Here's Nishida, and the first pitch. He shows Bunt, drags it up the first baseline. Russo off the mound, couldn't field it cleanly, and everybody is safe. A run scores, and the lead is now 6-2. That I would give an E1 on Russo, and it is E1. It will be an RBI for Nishida. Actually, it would be a sacrifice E9. Yes, E1, yes, sacrifice E1. And an RBI for Nishida. So it's now 6-2, and the tying run is on deck here for Winston-Salem. Zavala scored on that. Willits goes to second. Here's Bergoya, who's 0 for 2. Sack bunt, 2 ground outs, 1 into a double play. That one is low. A fastball misses. And the count, 1 ball, no strikes. So this game got a lot more interesting really quickly. Here in the eighth inning, 4 batters for the Dash, 4 have reached. Russo from the belt, and the pitch to Bergoya ripped up the right field line and foul. Bergoya just missed a double in his last at bat. It's fouled by about 6 inches. That one's fouled by about 6 feet, but he hit it well. Just a hair out in front of it. Nothing in two on the 19-year-old Bergoya. From Valencia, Venezuela, of course, former Philly and former Blue Claw. 0-2 from Russo. The pitch is low. Bergoya just spit on the chain jump. 1 ball and 2 strikes. One thing that was clear just looking at Bergoya's numbers from last year is so difficult to strike out. Only 17 strikeouts and over 220 plate appearances. This year, 35 and 319, which is still outstanding. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball up first. Fair ball, base hit. And down the right field line. That'll score Willits. Nishida coming around third. He'll score. Bergoglio being waved over to third. And he's in there head first without a throw. It's a two-run triple for William Bergoglio. And the Blue Claws led 6-0. They now lead 6-4. Bergoglio was pumped up, too, after that. Who can blame him against his former team? And he drives home Nishida and Willits. And we got a ball game here in the eighth. That'll do it for Luke Russo, who was on absolute cruise control coming into this inning. But things have gone awry. He gets some pats on the back from his teammates on the mound. And Greg Brodzinski makes his way out as Russo hands him the ball. The new pitcher jogging in from the bullpen is right-hander Wenwei Pan. He'll face Wes Kath, who's the tying run, 6-4. Blue Claws, top of the eighth, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports.
New pitcher for the Blue Claws is right-hander Wenwei Pan. Nobody out, top half of the eighth inning. And Wilbur Sanchez is the batter. Runner at third base, not out. Pond, the big right-hander, first pitch. Broken back, ground ball to third. Handled nicely by Ware. And he throws to first for the out. Runner stays put at third. So Sanchez got sawed off there by Pond, one away. And that'll bring up Kobe Smelly. Pond with the Blue Claws this year. 14 innings, 12 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, 16 strikeouts. 6'3". 220-pound right-hander from Weilin, Taiwan. Here's Smelly, who's 0-3. Infield back, Blue Claws a two-run lead. Slider, foul back. Fastball, slider, splitter for Pond. The splitter's his best pitch. We had Jordan Disson on the Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast a few weeks ago, and Disson was talking about what a tremendous pitch it was. He described it as kind of a pitch without any spin, which makes it tough to kind of figure out where it's going to go. Here's the 1-2. The 0-1, swing and a miss. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball there by Wenwei Pan. And the count is 0-2. Pan signed with the Phillies last year from Taiwan. Pitched in Clearwater and then finished the season with the Blue Claws. 0-2 on Smelly. And Pan deals. Ground ball to third. Bergoglio will score. Ware looks home, but wisely throws to first in time for the out. So an RBI groundout for Cody Smelly. Pulled the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And that's out number two. Bergoglio comes in, though, and it's 6-5. So Luke Russo will get charged with all those runs, five of which are earned. Five runs total. Four of which are earned. He had thrown five scoreless coming into this inning. Here's Caden Connor. And the tying run takes down an outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Connor, the eighth dash hitter to bat in the inning. Doubled in the seventh inning off Russo. Obviously facing Pond for the first time. this would be a save situation for Pond. And he deals a strike at 98 miles an hour. And the count is 1-1. Casey Sockey would be next. So the Blue Claws lead it by one. 6-5 here in the eighth. The game they led 6-0. It's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, the splitter. And way out in front was Connor. It's nothing and two. And that pitch is going to just plummet off the table. And the 1-2. Another splitter. That one in the dirt gets by Disson. Disson was talking about it. He said it doesn't really have a lot of spin. Very tough pitch to catch, but it's a lot tougher to hit than it is to catch. 2-2 count on Caden Connor. And Pond deals. Fouled away. 98. Pond hit 99 earlier in the inning. The only player this year to hit 100 was Andrew Baker. Now back with AA Redding, where he began the year. Baker hit it in June. Here's the 2-2. Another splitter. That one low. 3-2. If Connor gets on Sockey, who has only had 24 career at-bats, professional at-bats, just drafted this year out of Virginia, he would be next. And the 3-2, foul back, good rip, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's still 3-2. Wes Cavas, 13 homers. He came out of the game earlier. That's why Sanchez was the first man Pond faced. And then Ryan Galani not in there tonight. He's got 9 homers, including one this week, but not in the lineup tonight. 3-2 from Pond. Outside ball 4. 98 miles an hour on that fastball. Connor has only attempted one stolen base with Winston-Salem. Excuse me. He was successful. You can run on Pond, though. He's tall and sometimes can be a little slow to the plate. Connor had 6 steals with Kannapolis in 78 games, so he's 7-for-8 on the year in 101 games. Not, obviously, a ton of steals, but he's the tying run. Here's Casey Sockey. And the first pitch, inside out, grounder foul, first base signing a jam. That 95-mile-an-hour fastball, nothing in one. Pond made a few rehab appearances with Clearwater before returning to Jersey Shore in July. Connor leads off first base. Not a big lead. Fastball up and out. So 1-1. Blue Claws 6. Winston-Salem 5. Dash have scored 5 runs here in the 8th inning. Come back and cut this to a 1-run lead. Pond from the belt. Here's the pitch. A splitter and a strike on the inside corner. So a big pitch there then. Changes the complexion of the at-bat. It goes from 2-1 to 1-2. And a strike away from getting out of the inning. Pond from the stretch. The tying run at first. Fastball. Fouled away. Off to the right. 96 miles an hour. And the count is still 1-2. Slider down and outside. Pond missed 2-2. Lloydell Schapelli, who has a hit and a walk tonight, is on deck. Well, there are 2 men away, so you don't have to face him and get through this inning. 5 home for the Dash. Pitch. Swing and a miss. The splitter got him. Strike 3 and the inning is over. Pond gets Sockey, and that ends the inning. However, Winston-Salem sends 9 men to the plate, and they score 5 runs on 3 hits. There was 1 error. and one left. Go to the bottom of the eighth, 6-5 Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Oh, and the Blue Claws were retired in the seventh. I'm sure they didn't think they'd be coming up in the bottom of the eighth looking for some insurance runs. But here we are, 6-5. Jersey Shore, we start the bottom of the eighth. Bryson Ware is leading it off for the Blue Claws. He's 3-for-3 tonight. And the pitch to Ware is outside. And the count, 1-0 facing Zach Franklin, the right-hander, got the last 2 outs of the seventh. Ware, 3-for-3. He's got 2 doubles. Blue Claws have 5 doubles in the game. They lead it 6-5. And a fastball called strike. So Winston-Salem scores 5 runs in the top of the eighth. And they have cut a 6-0 lead to 6-5. Blue Claws batting with Ware, Bennett, and Disson. Ware has scored 2 of the 6. He's got 3 hits. That one a little bit low at count is 2-1. With those 3 hits tonight, Ware is now 10-for-29 with Jersey Shore. And he's 8-for-12 in this series. Franklin from the belt, 2-1. Just missed outside. Fastball, and the count 3-1. Blue Claws have a handful of 4-hit games this season. Ware trying to join that list. Swings and misses. And the count full at 3-2. William Bergoglio had a 5-hit game on June the 9th, most by a Blue Claw this year. Blue Claws have 6 4-hit games. Most recently, it was Amari and Boyd on Sunday in Wilmington. Who had 4 hits. 3-2, the count pitch to Ware. Tip foul at home plate, and the count remains 3-2. Right-hander from the belt, and here's the pitch. Tip foul at home plate, and the count remains 3-2. Franklin came on after Keaton Anthony singled in the seventh inning off Connor Hurley and retired Reyes and Schreffler to end the inning. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit him. Came in on the hands and Ware gets plunked. So he's on base for a 4th time tonight. And that is a big insurance run for Jersey Shore. Ware takes first. And that'll bring up Pierce Bennett. Bennett, right-handed batter out of Wake Forest. Had an RBI double back in the second inning, driving in his 3rd run as a Blue Claw. 1-for-3, he's 12-for-54 with Jersey Shore. Takes a fastball that It's a strike when it's dropped by Smelly. Bounces away, and that will allow the runner to advance down to second. That'll be a pass ball on the catcher, Colby Smelly. That's a big mistake, too, because once again, that is a run of great importance for Jersey Shore if they can get it in. Bennett was hitting 249 in 54 games with a home run with Clearwater before joining Jersey Shore on July 15th. One ball, no strikes. Check swing. Did he go? No. And the count is 2-0. On deck, Jordan Disson. Hitters count, though, on Pierce Bennett and the pitch by Franklin. Big cut and a miss. Fastball. And the count is 2-1. Hudson Valley lost 4-2. Aberdeen is down 5-1 in the eighth inning to Greenville. Hudson Valley lost to Hickory. So if the Blue Claws win, they'll get a game tonight on both of their rivals for that last postseason spot. Swing and a miss by Bennett. And the count is, or that is, strike three. So Pierce strikes out. One away. Second strikeout for Zach Franklin. And here's Jordan Disson. So, assuming Aberdeen doesn't come back, Blue Claws win would pull them to within two and a half of Hudson Valley. Pitch outside to Disson, 1-0, and they would pull even with Aberdeen at 23-24. Hudson Valley is now 25-21. There's the 1-0 outside for a ball. Hudson Valley has played one fewer game than everybody else, but that game is going to be made up when Wilmington visits Wappingers Falls next week. They'll play 7 games in 6 days. 2-0 on Disson. And the pitch. Outside corner called strike. And the count 2-1. Greg Rodzinski coaching at third. Orlando Munoz at first, giving some signs to Bryson Ware. Was hit by a pitch and advanced to second base on a pass ball. 6-5 Claws. Since Salem scored 5 runs in the eighth, Disson swings and misses. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. At last check, Reading had a 6-1 lead. That game has gone final. They beat New Hampshire tonight 8-1. Avery Rinconis, Otto Kemp, and Trevor Schwecke have back-to-back-to-back home runs in the fifth inning. Rinconis and Kemp each have 10 homers with Reading this year. Moises Chassé earned the win, 5 innings, 5 hits, and 1 run in his double-A debut. 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking strike. Disson thought it was outside. He's punched out by the plate umpire, Travis Roberson, and 2 minute away. Hawkeye says, strike three on the corner. Here's Jordan Byers, who's been on base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. And both of his singles were RBI bases. So here's Fires, who's driven in 2 of the 6 Blue Claws runs tonight. Franklin from the stretch, and that one's high. Now, you know, it would be a little disappointing. Blue Claws can't get this run in. A 1-run lead, bottom of the eighth, and then you get a runner at second with nobody out, as they did with Ware. And can't get him in. You're just asking for trouble. 1-0 pitch. Big cut and a miss. Fires lost something on that swing. It was his right elbow guard that came off. So he reaffixes it. He's a left-handed batter, so his right elbow is his lead forearm there. 1-1, the count on Fires. Farquhar next. Here's the pitch by Franklin in the dirt. Breaking ball blocked by Colby Smelly. Now the count 2-1. Fires, third-round pick, 2021. He was the 14th youngest player in the draft that year. Still just 17 years old at the time of the draft. Over 600 picks. Here's the pitch outside. And the count is 3-1. So even though he's in his fourth season in the organization, he only turned 21 a couple of weeks ago. The day before, he made his Blue Claws debut. Turned 21 on July 18th. Here's a high fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow right. Chiappelli out, Sockey in. Sockey's there, the right fielder. And he makes the catch to retire the sun. No runs, no hits, a hit. Batsman and a man left. Blue Claws wasted a chance there to extend the lead. So they will take a one-run lead into the ninth, 6-5. Claws in front. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
One-way pod back out for the ninth inning, looking for the save. The Blue Claws have a 6-5 lead, a game that is probably a little too close, much closer than it certainly needed to be. They led 6-0 going to the top half of the eighth inning. Pond has 7 career saves, all with Clearwater last year. He came on in the eighth inning, and it was a 6-4 game. One inherited runner scored, but he got through the frame. So 6-5 Jersey Shore. As we head into the ninth inning, and Lloydell Chiappelli leading it off for Winston-Salem. First pitch by Pond. Joe's bunt, the Chiappelli fouls it back over the screen, nothing in one. 96 mile an hour fastball. And it's 0-1. Zavala and Willits, 7-8-9. Where the Blue Claws do not want to get is number one with Nishida. He's a real pest, and then certainly not to Bergoglio. Here's the 0-1. That's low. If Bergoglio gets to the plate, that means two men will have reached already. Worst case scenario, they have, or best case scenario, they have a 6-5 lead with two on for Bergoglio. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball, 97 miles an hour, and the count 1-2. If you're the Blue Claws, if you're Pond, you get the bottom of the order. Just get those three and get out of here with your third straight win. Here's the 1-2. Punched foul off. Third out of play. And the count still 1-2. Pond's ninth appearance of the Blue Claws this year. Splitter bouncing to short. Miller to his left. Fields near the bag. Running throw in time. One away. Nice play by Miller. Chiappelli grounds out. One down to the ninth. Two outs to go for the Claws. And here's Samuel Zavala, the center fielder. You know Bergoglio, of course, a former Blue Claw, but a two-run triple in the eighth inning is dying to get a chance to batter this inning. He's due up fifth. Fastball strike, 98 miles an hour, nothing in one. Zavala 1-for-3, singled in the eighth inning off Russo. Swing and a miss, fastball, nothing in two. Pond is just getting it and throwing it. This time it's Zavala who calls time and steps out to make Pond wait a second. And for Zavala to take a couple of deep breaths as well. Here's the 0-2 from Wentway Pond. Fastball inside. 98 miles an hour. And the count remains one, or is now 1-2. Floss looking for their third straight win. 6-5 here in the ninth. 1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Strike three. 97 on that one from Pond. His second strikeout, two down. And it's up to Bryce Willens. Willits, 24-year-old from Mission Viejo, California. Two walks and an RBI single tonight. And the first pitch by Pond. Splitter, strike outside corner, nothing and one. Two walks and an RBI single for Willits, his 35th ribby. 0-1. Another splitter, bouncing to the right side. Anthony, the first baseman, fields, underheads the Pond, covering in time, and the ball game is over. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Wentway Pond. He earns his first save of the season as A's is a pro. Three in a row for the Claws. Your final tonight from Shoretown, the Blue Claws 6 and the Nash 5. So the Blue Claws win their third straight game. They're now 2.5 games back of first place Hudson Valley, who lost earlier tonight. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Wentway Pond. That was, for my money, his most impressive outing since returning from the IL. Three earned runs in 16 innings now for Wentway Pond. He was outstanding here tonight. So Jersey Shore wins it 6-5. Six runs, 10 hits, two errors. For Winston-Salem, five runs, six hits, and no errors. Luke Russo ran into some trouble there in the eighth, but he earns the win. He's 2-1. And the loss goes to Tommy Vail, the starter for Winston-Salem, who faced two batters. And he is 2-2. Save goes to Pond, his first. Time of the game was 2 hours and 39 minutes. For the Blue Claws, Bryson Ware was 3-for-3. Two doubles, two runs scored, and Felix Reyes hit a solo home run, his seventh of the season, as Jersey Shore wins their third straight game. Blue Claws are 23-24, 61-52. Winston-Salem is 23-24, 54-59. Braden Tucker tomorrow for the Blue Claws. First pitch is at 105. And we'll be on the air at 12:50. I'm Greg Chamberisi. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow. Final tonight, Blue Claws 6, Winston-Salem 5. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB.